You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about ordinary everyday experiences that I encounter and how you can use those to drive momentum and progress in your life. This week, I want to talk about something that is pretty personal to me and is something that I struggle with sometimes, and I work very hard to try and overcome on a daily basis. And that is the negative responses that I use as drivers for actions in my life, which I was working with my coach this week, and we were talking about commitment to new actions, new steps, and the things that I want to accomplish in life, and what I'm doing now to accomplish those things, and why sometimes commitment seems like it's hard, or why I am more motivated at certain points in time and less motivated at other points in time. And through discussion, it came out that there was a realization that I often use a reinforcement of negative behavior, something that I'm concerned about losing, a risk avoidance or a consequence avoidance. That is what makes me take action. And that is through the experiences that I've encountered in my life, that is certainly true of how I behave. Whether it's in my interactions with people, that from my relationship with my parents and my family and church and all of these things, that it was, if I do these things wrong, then I go to hell. If I do these things right, then I don't. If I do these things wrong, then I get negative feedback from my family. If I do them right, then I don't get those negative responses. If I do these things right, I make a little bit of extra money. I don't have to worry about paying bills or buying food. If I don't do these things, then I do have to worry about those things. And so I've built much of my life around these ideas of avoiding consequence, avoiding penalty, avoiding cost, and avoiding risk, which has allowed me to achieve some things, many things even, but it has also held me back from pursuing the things for long periods in my life that are the things that really motivate me, drive me, and make me feel happy. And so I was thinking about that after that conversation and trying to realize how many different ways that my tendency to avoid something bad has driven me rather than trying to accomplish something good. And that's what I wanted to talk about this week in this podcast. And it just so happens that after that discussion, another example came up in life. I love football. I'm a big football fan. And so I'm watching the playoffs and I'm watching all the scores come in, and I pay attention to the news headlines. And there was a better this weekend that when the score was 27-0 in favor of the Chargers, they placed a $1.4 million bet on the Chargers because that was a sure thing. There's no chance that they were going to lose that bet. And so they stood to win just over $11,000 if the Chargers won the game. If the Chargers lost the game, then they lose $1.4 million. But because their risk preference, their risk tolerance was to do the thing that was the safest, they in turn ended up losing a huge chunk of money on something that was a simple bet and seemed like a sure thing. And as I saw this headline and I read this story, I realized how much like my life in different ways. I've never placed a $1 million bet on a football game, But other areas in my life where I take actions or have taken actions to avoid the consequences of the other action or of not achieving the thing more than to actually do something that's good. So through times in my career, I've taken positions or I've stayed in positions, not because that's what I wanted. And that was the thing that motivated me and helped me and drove me and pushed me forward and helped me accomplish what I wanted to accomplish, but because it prevented the risk of having financial exposure by not having a good solid paycheck, or it prevented the risk of going to a new situation where I didn't know what to expect, or it prevented my failure because I stepped into a position that was above and beyond the skill set and abilities that I already had. So I protected myself by not taking on the risk of doing something that I wasn't confident that I could do because I'd never done it before. And as I was thinking through all of these things, it made me realize that if I am going through these situations, if I face these things, and if I am sometimes motivated by negative reinforcement rather than driving towards the things that I actually do want, that it's likely there are other people who have those same motivators and drivers, those same triggers in their life to avoid the negative thing or something that is not favorable and in line with goals, in line with long-term objectives, whatever the things are that you want to accomplish, that there's something away from those things that is motivating you instead of driving you towards what your actual goals are. And so I wanted to just talk about that and hopefully put it into the forefront of your mind, the same way that for me, it was something of an aha moment where I realized I have made so many decisions in my life and still sometimes today find myself tending to make decisions based off of avoiding a risk, avoiding a consequence, and avoiding a penalty rather than to actually move towards something and to accomplish something. So now I have this new awareness in my life and about myself of the history and the patterns of actions that I've taken. And I can see now that there's something that I need to do differently. And how do I change that focus? How do I change that mindset from doing the things that are to avoid penalty, avoid consequence, and start doing things that drive me closer to where I want to be? And so first, I wanted to talk to you, like I said, about what are the things in your life? I know that the things in my life are that I've been afraid of consequences and I've tried to avoid them. I tried like hell to avoid them for a long time and I've generally done a pretty good job. But that also has put me in situations where I've felt like I've missed out on things, where I felt like I've been lacking or wanted something else or seen something better that's in front of me and just waiting for me to get there. And I've never been able to because I keep holding myself back because of these fear triggers and the things that don't allow me to take the actions that move me forward. And so then I wanted to talk about what can I do, because knowing something, being aware of something in your life that is holding you back, or me being aware of something in my life that's holding me back, doesn't do anything to change that behavior. All that it does is lets me see it. And then it gives me the opportunity, or it gives you the opportunity to do something about it and to take that action and change the way that you live and behave, or for me to change the way that I live and behave, because that's the only thing that changes. Awareness changes nothing. Memorization of materials changes nothing. Reading a book doesn't change anything. But doing the action in your life to start shifting your perspective and shifting the way that you do things is what will change your outcomes and will change the way that you approach everything in your life. So for me personally, what that means is I have started to look at everything from the perspective of what is my goal? Where do I really want to be? What does my future look like if I achieve everything that I want to between now and forever? What does every step of that look like? And I'm sure that I'm wrong. I'm sure that that will change over time. But using that as the guideline to create a question in my mind of what's the shortest distance between where I am now and achieving those goals? And if my decision doesn't shortcut that, if it doesn't push me there in the shortest way possible, in the fastest way possible, and I'm only making that decision because I'm afraid of missing something else, or I'm afraid of losing another opportunity, or I'm worried about the penalty or the consequence, or how somebody will look at me or feel about me if I do these things or don't do these things, if I take that perspective away and I just start looking at who am I? Who do I want to be? Where do I want to become? Where do I want to get to? And how can I get there most efficiently? And I use that as my motivation and my lens to make decisions through. Instead of using that negative reinforcement, I now have a new perspective that I can use to drive my thought process, drive my decision-making matrix, and help me to step away from those patterns of negative behavior that are so easy and comfortable to slip into, and to find myself saying, this is what's safe and comfortable and I know, and it's worked for me so far. And it has worked to an extent, but it's also worked to prevent me from getting to where I want to get to. And it may be keeping you from getting where you want to get to also. Stop using those negative things in your mind that you say about yourself, that other people have said about you, that you hold close to you because it's what you know and what's comfortable, and stop using those things to make your decisions and to drive you forward, because you're always going to be held back from the best possible outcome if that's what you use as the basis, just like I've been held back from my possible outcomes, and I've stayed in situations that have been unhappy and unsatisfying and boring and any other negative thing that you could think of, only because I didn't want to expose myself. I didn't want to take on that risk of getting negative feedback from somebody else or failing. And so I've protected myself for a long time in my life by making decisions based off of what can I do that prevents me from losing what I have now, instead of what do I need to do to gain what I really want. And so using my experiences this week with my conversations with my coach and with a silly bet on a football game and just thinking about where I'm at in my life and what I want to accomplish and how much that mindset has impacted me, I wanted to share at least a piece of my story with you and hopefully trigger something in your mind and in your heart that lets you see something that you have a trigger that's holding you back, and that you have something that you're making decisions based around that isn't to drive you towards what you want to get, but it's to prevent you from getting something that you're concerned will happen. And there's the old saying about fear, that it's false evidence appearing real, and it so often is true. And so taking that fear perspective, which for me is one of my big triggers, and saying, instead of looking at what I don't know is going to happen and using that as a wall or a barrier to prevent me from going towards that action, I could take the other side of that and say, I don't know what's going to happen, but it could be exactly what I'm looking for. And I'm going to take that action because I know that it will drive me closer and it will give me satisfaction and fulfillment and advancement and opportunity that I wouldn't have otherwise, instead of taking the negative approach and the fear approach to avoid risk and avoid penalty and avoid consequence. And so I hope that as you listen to this, I know I've rambled a little bit and gone back and forth a little bit, but I hope that there's something in you that you can recognize that you have a behavior or a mindset or an attitude or a thought process that you've used to avoid penalty and avoid risk, or that it has held you back from the things that you really want in life. And I hope that you're able to use that new insight to drive action and push you to take actions and steps towards your goals and towards what you really want to accomplish, and stop holding yourself back from living your best life and getting to the best possible outcome that you can. Thanks for tuning in this week. I appreciate you listening to me. If you like what I have to say, check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's michaeljroach.com. Thanks again for listening, for checking me out, and do what I'm working on. Take the time to look at yourself, find the thing that's holding you back, and make a decision to stop doing that and start doing the thing that's going to drive you forward.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.